Now in the studio we have Debbie. Hello Debbie, how are you today?
Hello Dave, I'm very well, thank you.
Nice to hear. Now Debbie is a member of the Elmbridge Choir, not the Elmbridge Ladies Choir, which is different, but the Elmbridge Choir. So do tell us a little bit about that, Debbie.
Right, okay, so Elmbridge Choir is a large community mixed voice choir. It's a non-audition choir and we started back in 2005. So in fact, we've just celebrated our 19th birthday and we're looking forward to some 20th birthday celebrations next year. We started in Cobham. We're still rehearsing in Cobham and it was set up by a very inspirational man called Cliff Van Tonder, who came over from South Africa in 2004, and he looked around and thought there's lots of formal choral society type choirs around, but there was nothing for the masses, if you like, nothing that at that time that people could just, you know, with no experience could go and join. And he just wanted to introduce singing to everybody. So he basically set up advertised for a new choir, Elmbridge Choir, and at that first rehearsal, about 100 people turned up, much to his surprise.
Ooh, and very popular.
The rest really is history. I mean, I think that was, it, at that time, it was just before the sort of Gareth Malone type thing came in, where he introduced singing to everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But of course, now there's lots of community choirs, but at the time, I think it was rather unique.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen bits and pieces you guys do, and the ladies' choirs do, and pop songs. It's great hearing pop songs by a choir.
We do pop songs, but we don't just do pop songs. We do some more classic pieces as well, more serious pieces. I think again that's quite different because there are lots of choirs that just do show songs or pop songs, and there's also choirs that just do serious pieces. But we sing. We've got a whole wide range repertoire, much variation. You never know what you're going to be singing.
Sounds like fun.
It is great fun, and it's quite a challenge to our current musical director, who's been with us for 4 years, Hugh Beckwith. He's brought us on leaps and bounds, basically, and he's introduced us to all sorts of different styles of music, and he's a brilliant, brilliant teacher.
Cool. Now, you guys do raise money for charity as well, don't you? Some of the concerts.
Yeah, that's right. Every concert that we perform, we raise funds for a different local charity. We quite often get asked to perform for the Mayor's chosen charity, Mayor of Elmbridge's chosen charity. So yeah. Earlier on this year, we raised funds for Oasis, which was the previous Mayor's charity.
That's a housing one, isn't it?
Oasis is a children's charity.
Oh, children's charity.
So coming up later this year, we are supporting Rent Start, a charity which supports homelessness and those at risk of homelessness. And we're delighted to be taking part in their Sleep Out in November, on the 15th of November. We're going along to basically sing and entertain the brave people that are sleeping in cardboard boxes overnight. We're going to lift their spirits, but also we're going to be reflecting on, you know, the situation of those who are homeless. Well, some of us, I believe, may actually be taking part in sleeping as well. Some of us will be, but we're definitely going to be there raising their spirits and keeping the morale going. And then at Christmas, we're also supporting Rent Start with our Christmas concert on the 14th of December. And that's going to be at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Purford.
Cool. Now, the choir is open to anybody, isn't it? Anyone who fancies a go.
Absolutely.
Come and have a try.
Yes, absolutely. We're a non-audition choir, so there's no scary auditions. We welcome any adult to come along. At the moment, we have a membership of around 100. It's always been a consistent membership of around 100, actually at one point up to 140, but currently it's about 100. We have plenty of ladies, which is absolutely lovely. We actually have quite a good supply of men as well, which for local choirs is, you know, it's quite a difficult thing to encourage yeah. men and those with the lower voices to come and join us. So at the moment, we welcome applications from anybody, but we'd be particularly interested to hear from any tenors or basses, Dave. So if you'd like to come along and join us,
she's on the recruitment drive, I know.
Very welcome. So we rehearse on Tuesdays, evenings in Cobham, but we do like people to contact us first too, and then lovely membership lady Jill will have a chat with them. And the good thing about our choir is that we offer a 4-week free taster period, so somebody can come along for 4 weeks, try it out, and just to check that it's actually the right choir for them.
Now, I was just thinking, 140 people, that's like a mob, but I imagine not everybody comes every week.
No, they don't, no. 140 was, as I say, that was our biggest point. But 100 is fine, it's manageable. We rehearse at Cobham Curves, and we just fit in there quite nicely, quite comfortably. Cobham Curve along the Portsmouth Road. But not everybody turns up every week. And for our choir concerts, we generally get 70, 80 people performing. So it's still quite, you tend to get like a wall of sound. It's quite impressive.
A lot of people to organise.
It is. But we've got a very hardworking committee and they do a grand job.
I know there's a lot of well-being benefits as well in being in a choir, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's been well documented, the well-being. It's honestly, on a Tuesday night, there's times, you know, when I come back from work and I think, I'm just far too tired. I really can't be bothered to go tonight. But I do go and I come home and I'm on a complete high. And that everybody says that, every member in the choir. We're such a great community. Everybody's great fun. Everybody's very happy. And it's well documented. So all the physical benefits of singing.
Now, you're not a desperately local choir either. You don't mind people from a bit wider, do you?
Well, no, we've got people coming from quite some distance, actually. Although we're called Elmbridge Choir just because, mainly based in Elmbridge. But we do have people coming from outside the borough, from Woking, Kingston, Camberley. We've got people from, you know, they do travel some distance to come and sing with us. So it's brilliant.
They must love you.
They must do. I know they do.
Either that or you can't get rid of them, one of the two.
No. We never want to get rid of anybody.
Okie dokie. So the rehearsal's on a Tuesday. If somebody wants to get in touch, what's the easiest way?
So the best thing to do is go onto our website, which is elmbridgechoir.co.uk. You can read all about us. And there's a section on there which says, you know, it tells you what to do if you want to become a member. But the best thing to do is to email our membership secretary on membership@elmbridgechoir.co.uk and explain that you're interested in coming along. Please do leave a return telephone number, because sometimes when we reply to emails, our emails do go a little astray sometimes. So please leave a return telephone number and Jill will get in touch with you and have a lovely chat with you and invite you to come for a 4-week taster at your convenience.
And there's no auditions?
No auditions at all. No. So and you'll be given the warmest welcome ever.
Especially if you're a bloke.
Yeah, especially if you're, well, you say a bloke, but we do actually, we've had ladies who sing the lower parts as well, which is absolutely fine.
Absolutely. Lower voices.
Lower voices, yeah.
Okay, well, fantastic, Debbie, and good luck with that. And the Rent Start Sleep Out, which is 15th of November, Esher Rugby Club. That's your Christmas concert in November.
The Christmas concert is December, 14th of December, 14th of in December. Purford, Church of the Good Shepherd.
Gotcha. And your 19th birthday at the choir was last week. Okay, and you raised money for charity, so I mean, yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? Go along. And have a lower voice. Right, thanks a lot for coming in, Debbie. Been lovely to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Welcome Blues Radio.